TechStock.News. Welcome to TechStock. What is TechStock? It's all about retro computing and modern-day text-based computing. From board systems to the shell, we will keep you informed about the latest developments in the text mode scene and go in-depth with the focus topic for each episode. Greetings, friend. You are about to encounter the text mode in all its glory and learn a thing or two on the way. Unlock that cabin door, light the fire, and sit back with your collection of Text Talk podcasts. Let us pour your favorite brew and turn on the news, the TextTalk.News. Woo! TextTalk.News is a Fat Star production. Fat Star is an inspirational and motivational network for bringing people to the Lord with the use of technology in a wide range of projects in the bulletin board system and text mode scenes. You can contact Fat Star at phatstar.net. You can also contact the Text Talk team directly through textalk.news. Going full on mad retro. Woo! Welcome to TextTalk.News. In this first episode, we will introduce you to the very basics of using a bulletin board system. This is BBS 101. Welcome to the text mode, bulletin board system, and retro computing news broadcast. TextTalk Episode 1, An Intro to Bulletin Board Systems. Released December 24th, 2020. Running time, 30 minutes. With your host, Warm Fuzzy. Let's get into our mad retro. Woo! Hi, this is Warm Fuzzy, your host for the Text Talk News Show. I have a background in computer technical support, networking, and security, along with being a fond user of the Linux operating system. I helped the scene by running an Echomail network, a BBS system, a file distro network, and an IRC network. Props to the sysops, props to the network admins, props to the coders and modders. Props to the whole scene from the Fat Star. Boom! Hello and greetings. I am honored to present our fellow follower of our Lord Jesus Christ, technical expert, network maintainer, newsletter editor, and speaker. Welcome, Crimson. Hi. I am honored to present a bulletin board system operator with a career as a network administrator, dedicating his life to serve the Lord with the love of coding, running a music radio station, and a multi-relay chat meetup called The Gravy Train. Welcome, Meat Lotion. Summary of topics: software, hardware, artwork, Echomail networks, instant messaging, file distro networks, door games and gaming networks, famous BBSs, special interest groups, programming tools and utilities, dial-up, telnet, and SSH, the BBSN community and its scenes, plus latest tech. That's a summary. Now let's roll. Society background. Society background. The Fat Star Society. Fat Star was founded in 2017 as a society whose purpose it is to help people with the use of technology, using our skills and passion for technology to improve people's lives and connect them to others for the benefit of all. The idea of this society floated around since around the year 2000. I could never find a method of service for the longest time. Then I thought, how about using the skills I have, however fringe, for the betterment of the world? Some of these skills involve operating bulletin board systems, archiving data, and leading people. These skills can directly be used within Fat Star. I can teach people how to social network in the BBS scene. I can run the anonymous archivers file distro network, and I can work within the society to manage a team, getting some people together to get good works done. This isn't a secret society, but a society with secrets. We do our good works in secret for the glory of God, that He gets the glory and not us. It is impossible to hide all of our good works, as some are by nature public. We enjoy working in the background. If you would like to understand our philosophy, grab a copy of Embracing Obscurity by Anonymous. It is the Fat Star Manifesto. If you would like to help this podcast with a financial gift, we will send you a new copy of the book. Also, if you host a segment on this new show, you will receive a complimentary copy. I have around 50 copies right now. Just a note, we aren't claiming to be the author of that book. However, it is a perfect fit to our beliefs. For now, the authorship will remain by Anonymous. Fat Star is not easy to get into. It is by invitation only, and only Christians, those who agree with the Second Nicene Creed of 381 Constantinople, are considered. Our faith background is that of Protestant Christianity, with a personal preference of the Baptist and Pentecostal denominations, and are accepting of all others who preach, teach, and act according to the Holy Bible. If the Bible says that a certain thing is a sin, yet the church teaches something else, that church would not be accepted into our fold. Our recommended Bibles are the American Standard Version, ASV, and the New American Standard Bible, NASB. Fat Star enables its members to be more productive than they would be all alone. We send them kit to all of our members for the purpose of being helpful and powerful in the service of God. Our final goal is to win people to the Lord, Jesus Christ. That means having people follow the Lord, acknowledging that they sin, repenting and being born again in spirit, causing their destination to be heaven and not hell, On that day, they pass away. FATSTAR stands for Progressive Hackers and Technologists. We use the word hacker to mean a person who explores technology and pushes that technology to its limits in figuring how things work and making them better. There are three types of hackers: the white hats, the gray hats, and the black hats. The white hats are the good guys who fix problems and work to find solutions and projects. The black hats are outright evil criminals, and the gray hats are somewhere in between. We are white hat hackers. We stay far away from crime, as crime does not pay in the end. It just gets you in trouble, both with the authorities on earth and in heaven. To learn more about FATSTAR and our projects, come over to fatstar.net, that is phatstar.net. We are all Christians, and we all aim to be of useful service to the text mode scene and beyond. Some of our current active projects are the CBT computer-based training BBS door, as well as the FishingNet bulletin board system and FishingNet Echo Mail network. Both are Christian-oriented projects to grow people's faith in the Lord. There are also some intriguing services, such as SpookNet, the world's most intriguing Echo Mail network, and the late night network IRCNet. The project that takes up most of our time is Anonymous Archivers File Distro Network. This is a plug-and-play file server that connects to BBSs and offers family-friendly content to BBSs as a service to the BBS community. Our partner flagship project to texttalk.news is the Text Mode Magazine, the unofficial bulletin board system handbook. So that's what we're up to. Now let's go to part two of this podcast and explore the basics of the modern bulletin board system. Part two, an overview of the BBS scene. Just before we introduce the history of the BBS scene, I'd like to provide you with a background of Crimson in his own words. He is an amazing person, a great guy who is always willing to lend a hand in projects. Now for a description of our co-host in his words, which will be followed by the introduction to BBSs. You're going to like this guy. The BBS scene is much better off with his contributions to its community. Here goes.
Hey everybody, this is Crimson, also known as John on the BBS scene. Some of you may already know me or have chatted with me. I'm pretty laid back and easy to get along with. I have a good sense of humor and try to take things in stride. It's always a great pleasure to meet new people on the scene and most importantly, visiting with people I've known for a while. I met a lot of people, a lot of great folks since the return of the BBS scene in 2009. I did run a BBS back in around 1992-93, part-time in the evening and nighttime. I was brought back in 2009 as a request to run a TradeWars server. And I got that and I started back on a Synchronet BBS that I was introduced to, just surfing the web and that sort of thing. I have a feeling more and more people are coming back to the scene. At least that's what it feels like when I'm on Mystic Relay Chat. Mystic Relay Chat is a chat program built into Mystic. It's a mod. You can find it on just about any BBS nowadays. I'm a sysop, or some call a system operator, for a few bulletin boards. I do some programming in C++, and I've been dabbling with Mystic programming language, or it's a lot like Pascal. I've been programming for a couple of door games written in C++, administrator for a few networks, including my own, and also a couple I work with on for others. I'm a husband of a beautiful wife that I've been married to for 10 wonderful years, and together for 15 plus years. I got together with my wife at the zoo, and I've been happy ever since. I'm also a dog owner of an amazing dog that's a Chihuahua, adopted from a friend of mine. Animals are a great companion. Most of all, I'm born again Christian since the mid-90s. As a Christian, I've been trying my best to walk a good life and love and cherish a lot of people that I met along the way and going to meet along the way. As a system operator, I run a Mystic BBS called Raiders Inc. BBS that is customized with a lot of cool artwork that carries several message networks. A Synchronet BBS bulletin board called Stepping Stone BBS carries a lot of registered and shared door games, and also BBBBS software called Night for Ordained BBS that I use for FidoNet. I do some programming. I wouldn't call myself an expert or anywhere close to that, but I've been developing my own door game called Legion RPG that I've been working on for a few years now. And props to Smooth for drawing the call to cool graphics for it. If you're into Dungeons and Dragons or role playing, it's worth checking it out. I plan on working more on it and getting more developed on that door game as the time moves on. I have a couple of networks I run. One is called WhisperNet that is family oriented, that covers basic topics such as general direction, discussion, debate, programming, sports, gaming, jokes, and that sort of thing. Another network called LegionNet, specifically for door game Legion RPG, basically for ideas, suggestions, bugs, more support, and motivational support to continue to develop my door game. I also co-host Network Administration for Fishing Echo Mountain Network and SpookNet, also HolyNet, that I run with a buddy of mine, Agent 47. I'd like to close that with, if you have known Jesus Christ as your Savior, I want to plant a seed and leave it at that. If you're interested, perhaps sometime we could do Bible study, or if you'd like to have a one-on-one chat and need to vent out some issues, I'm open to ours and most anyone that needs help. Don't hesitate to ask and message me. I'm on a lot of bulletin boards, not all at the same time, of course, yeah. But I do visit quite a few from time to time. Well, that's all for now, folks. Enjoy the BBS scene and all that it has to offer. God bless, and see you on a Mystic Relay Chat. Until next time.
And now, get prepared for a first-hand account of the development of the BBS community and how it has influenced so many people in providing a platform of communication that has been the cause of so many friendships that would otherwise never have been made.
So we have introduction to BBSs, also known as bulletin board systems. From back when I can remember on my late dad's computer back in the 80s, on a TRS-80 with a monochrome screen and a tape drive with a 300 baud modem that came from Radio Shack, my late dad introduced me to computers when I was a child. That's when all the typing and magic started to happen for me. I didn't know what that would lead me to or what I would be doing. I just got more and more into computers as time rolled by. I called a few bulletin boards. Although I don't recall how I stumbled onto actually calling bulletin board systems, it was a lot of fun. Later on after that, he got us another computer, a Commodore 64 with a 1200 baud modem. This computer was simply incredible. It was a little more faster, and I remember calling BBSs with this computer. A particularly favorite BBS software that I enjoyed back then was called All American BBS. A software I thought that was simply amazing, at the time, simply colorful and beautiful. Calling BBSs was fun, even though BBS lines were constantly busy, as most local BBSs only had one phone line. I would keep the redial busy until I could finally connect. It wasn't until later that when my dad got a 286 that I found more and more BBSs that were in the breadboard software that had multiple phone lines that had party chat capabilities. I'm sure there were other types of BBS software out there at that time. I could chat with unknown people at the time and met a few more people along the way during my experience with BBSs. There would be parties that I would go to even though I was very shy and didn't really like to be around a lot of people. It was easy to open up to people on a BBS. At these parties, people would put their computers on a table to showcase their capabilities and show their greatness. These boards were fun to be on. Not only could I teleconference with other people, I could also transfer files. Transfer files was fun as I could stumble on the freeware and shareware software. I really enjoyed the pinball games. The 286 also required a sound card. I had a sound card blaster for one of my mini computers as it needed during that time. Not only chatting and files, there were also message networks. I don't recall ever using anything like FidoNet or long distance messaging systems back then, but it was a lot of fun to ride on local BBSs. Another thing that really got me hooked was all the amazing underground anti-graphics. Pixels of color and brilliance that filled the screen, even at that slow speed, it was still incredible. Eventually leading me up to 2400 baud, a speed that was a little bit faster. There were other BBS software that I really liked to be on. I then decided to run my own BBS at home on my computer that my friend lent me, that allowed me to run a late night BBS as the only phone in the house was needed during the day. My late brother didn't like that idea, as he was at work needing a ride home, so I got into it with him a little bit, but other than that, the experience was still amazing. I ran Teleguide for about a year back in the 90s while attending high school. That was a lot of fun, as now I was using a 386. I recall people would call my system and would want to chat and transfer files. That was really great. I liked to watch people use my system while they were entertaining themselves on my board. As running a BBS back then, it was a lot of hard work, and information was shared on a community basis. But the work was fun, or at least it was for me. While all this was going on, there were companies that were growing and charging for BBS access that had these multiple lines. Even local BBSs were doing the same to cover their costs to keep their systems running, as things like this could get really expensive. All in all though, just about anything you could do in modern times, you could do on the simplest form on a BBS.
Part 3, the newscast heading forward. What to get ready for? Good. The newscast heading forward. What to get ready for? Good. In this segment, we will discuss the up-and-coming features of the TextTalk.news podcast. Before we get to that, we need to discuss how exactly to get started in the BBS scene. You will need a connection to a BBS, such as the internet or plain old telephone system line, as well as terminal software. You can download the two main software solutions from mysticbbs.com, that is mysticbbs.com, which is called Netrunner, and from syncterm.bbsdev.net, which is syncterm.bbsdev.net, which is called Syncterm. If either of these don't have active links in the future, the software will be mirrored on fatstar.net, which is fatstar.net. After your software is installed, go to the Telnet BBS guide, which is at telnetbbsguide.com, and choose from among the multitude of systems that are available. Here's what is upcoming on the TextTalk.news show. January 24th, File Distro Networks. February 24th, Echo Mail Networks. And March 24th, Banzi Artwork. January 24th, 2021, File Distro Networks. We will go over Archaic Nets, FDN, which is the elite file distribution network, Anonymous Archivers, which is family friendly, and Silent Partner File Distribution Network, which is the most intriguing. Plus, we'll go over the concept behind file distribution networks, such as setting one up, whitelisting nodes, SSH versus Telnet, and configuring it for the greatest compatibility so you can have a wider range of users view things as they're supposed to be seen. For February 24th, Echo Mail Networks. We'll be going over the most popular Echo Nets, how to set up an Echo Mail network in Mystic BBS, the underlying technology of Echo Mail, and a focus on Fatstar productions, such as the SpoofNet Echo Mail Network and the FishingNet Echo Mail Network. And for March 24th, Banzi Artwork. Going over software reviews of different utilities, the underground art scene, special effects such as ANSI animation and ANSI music, and file format types such as ANSI, ASCII, RIP, and UTF-8. Thank you for listening to this new show. It is our sincere hope that you will come away from each episode with some sort of useful information, trick, shortcut, or the latest general news that will grow the BBS scene's collective knowledge. If you would like to contact the TextTalk.news team, you can contact warmfuzzy@fatstar.org or crimson@fatstar.org. Warmfuzzy is spelled WARMFUZZY, and crimson is spelled CR1MSON, both at fatstar.org, fatstar.org. We also regularly visit the multi-relay chat. The best time to reach us on MRC is Fridays at 2000 UTC when Meat Lotion runs his Gravy Train meetup.
Attention! This is a public service announcement. Fatstar is selling SpookNet posters for $15 plus shipping, and copies of our manifesto for $15 plus shipping. Shipping is $15 for the poster and $15 for our manifesto. Money collected will first pay off our cost of acquiring the materials, and the rest will go towards up-and-coming society projects. The SpookNet is an open-source intelligence echo mail network, otherwise known as a BBS forum. Our manifesto is called Embracing Obscurity and is available in paperback. You can make a purchase of these items from fatstar.net, fatstar.net. Thank you. Have a great day.